The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, do you think it's okay to leave the baby in the car?
Of course the window's cracked open.
Hold it right there, people. It's never, ever okay to leave a baby in the car.
But we're only going in for a couple of beers.
Let's pretend for a second that your baby is a stereo system.
I don't follow you. I can't play cassettes in a baby.
What I mean is, you wouldn't leave your valuable hi-fi stereo in a car, would you?
No way. Somebody'd steal it.
Exactly. A healthy baby is worth $10,000 to $20,000 on the internet, even if it's Chinese.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
Dollars and cents. This is Deputy Rainisha Williams, keeping it real. Real sad.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, June 5th, 2010. My name is June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 46. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Jenny, how you doing? We missed you last week.
I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I feel like it's been ages.
Well, I know that there's been like a shitty fucking rain. The weather here in Portland's been absolutely awful.
But not today.
So maybe that makes time seem like it goes a little slower or something like that.
Cyndi Lauper song, time after time.
Yeah, my dad was in town also for 5 days, which always... You squeeze so much shit into the days when your parents are here to entertain them that it seems like it's like 40 days.
Not to mention, I mean, they're there all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Love the hell out of when parents come and visit, but
man. And you're always doing stuff that you don't we wouldn't do on your own, like go to the Waterfront Village and go to the Tillamook Cheese Factory.
You guys went to the Tillamook.
You did that?
Yes, we did. And... You know, like
all the way out there.
Yeah, and we went
to
the coast
before?
Too. Yes, and we went to the coast too, so that was fun. You know, just to go. We ate lunch at this restaurant on the water, and they're from Montana, so it's not like they get to see the ocean.
Right.
So, but yeah, then we went to the Cheese Factory, and it's like, what the fuck do you do at the Cheese Factory except for eat? I mean,
can you eat there now? When I was there,
you can get ice cream, which is good. And then you can do, like, the cheese sampling. And then my dad and his wife bought, like, $60 worth of cheeses, pepperoni sticks, and jerky. And then they left all of it. And so BT and
What do you mean left?
They left it at our house. They didn't take it with them. They bought it for gifts and stuff to take back.
I thought you meant that they left it after they were done with the tour.
No, they took it. Like, and we had a cheese platter dinner and stuff. But they left all of it. And so... When BT and I were joking when we were walking towards the cheese factory, I was like, God, look at all these cheese hogs. And BT was like, look at all these visor wearing cheese hogs. And
so a bunch of wallers there?
Yeah. And so the whole week that my dad was here, we just called each other visor wearing cheese hogs. Because all you do also when your parents are in town is eat.
They want to feed you.
Well, yeah, and they want to go out constantly.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, what should we do? Let's go to dinner. Let's go to lunch. Let's go to breakfast. Let's fucking eat more cheese. So we were visoring cheese hogs the whole week.
And now you have a surplus of dairy products and meat sticks?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, well, we don't want to take it in our luggage. And I'm like, why the fuck did you buy like $60 worth of cheeses?
Gotta have that cheese.
Jesus.
You never know when
it's
I'm going to be.
You can't get this kind in Montana.
Well, you never know when you're going to be in between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you need some cheese and some.
I call it fourth
mystery meat.
Cheese fourth
sticks.
Meal.
Fourth meal or 11sies?
11sies.
Yeah. Fourth meal.
Way to go, Bilbo. What about you?
I've been having this problem, actually, when I get on the MAX or the bus, there's like a really bad smell. And when I leave, it follows me, so it makes me think that I peed my pants, but I didn't. Do you know what I mean?
You have to check yourself. You're like, am I damp?
I do. I had to like check my ass and make sure I didn't shit myself because it, you know when it gets in your nostrils and it just doesn't go away. So some dude pissed on the Portland streetcar the other day. Not that I saw him, but I could tell because it smelled. And then I thought, like, maybe I peed myself. He kind of fucked with my mind a little bit.
I've never been on the Portland streetcar. It's just like a bus, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's not
much.
Anything spectacular about it, right?
Actually, it's not a bus. It's a streetcar. It's like a time traveling back to
ding,
the 1800s.
Ding.
Do you feel like you want to eat Rice-A-Roni when you're on it?
No, because it doesn't have the nice red paneling.
I think what
it doesn't go up a hill.
What you feel like is cleaning the shit out of that piss-soaked fucking time machine trolley of death.
Kind of. You want an old African-American man wearing a fedora playing a trumpet like as you go by.
Some of the things we're going to get to here on the Hideous Creature Show, we got a movie Madness. We're going to actually spend the first part of the show playing catch-up. Jenny hasn't been here for a week. Patrick and Jenny haven't been together in a couple weeks.
Oh,
so we're going to check up.
Feels so good.
And then the second half of the show, of course, is going to be the douchebag of the week. But so you got a new job.
Yeah, I'm working temporarily.
At?
At Leica.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
So can you explain what that is if people
it's the animation studio they did like Coraline, but I work in the part that does commercials. So
and you're doing sound for commercials?
No, I'm not.
No,
actually.
You're not.
I'm working in the tape room, so
nice.
So I just make dubs of tapes. It's pretty, everyone seems really nice. It's very awkward. I kind of feel like an adult, but I'm not.
Like, why are people being nice to
you? Yeah, why are people being nice, and why are they smart and funny?
And why do they want to come to work every day?
Yeah, why
no
do they
shit.
Always, like, oh, you're fucking happy. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, you're at work. Why are you smiling?
Exactly.
Could be.
Where's the bread knife? That's where I've been like, hey, where do you keep the bread knives around here? Why do you need a bread knife? Because I'm at work.
Yeah, I need to slice something on my arm.
So you're kind of thinking maybe in a way that a prisoner just got out of jail and someone's being nice to him because, ooh, maybe they want something.
Pee break boss? Yeah, kind of. That's kind of how I am. I'm like going to either hang myself from a rafter or leave and go to Mexico.
Well, on the flip side of that, I found out that I'm losing my job. Ugh. 10 years.
Oh.
Almost 10.
10 years under the Burnside Bridge.
Exactly. All the dicks are gone. I can't suck anymore. I found out that the company I work for is owned by a larger company in Utah, and they are taking the accounting department away. So my job is being eliminated, basically.
But you could move to Utah if you wanted, couldn't you?
Well, no, they didn't actually offer me a position, but I would work under the Burnside Bridge before I moved to Utah.
Yeah, so. What the fuck is there in Utah?
Mormons.
To go to anyway.
I mean.
A little ocean.
And a big temple.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the Great Lakes?
No, that's the Great Salt Lake.
Right. Which is always fun to splash around and clean your cum-soaked mouth out
I don't think you can. I think it doesn't have so much salt, you can't really, like, you can submerge, but everything just floats.
Oh, you're very buoyant because of all the salt content in the water, right?
Right. Yeah.
Kind of like the Black Sea is like that.
Yeah.
But there's still
water in it, though. It's not like it's
liquid.
It's just really, really, really salty, like saltier than the ocean salty.
I think so.
Well, the salt content in there is so enormously large.
It's surrounded by salt flats.
Right. But so you lost your fucking job.
Yeah.
What the fuck
so
are you
going
to do?
I don't know yet. I have until July 15th. So if any of our listeners know of any good accounting positions, they could call our hotline or...
But I mean... You've done other stuff too on the side. You were working for Shark.
I just did his book. Same thing, bookkeeping. Okay. So,
but didn't you ever go? He was a private eye. Did you ever go on the stakeouts and stuff?
No. Well, I served papers for him a couple of times, but
I want to do that.
It wasn't as exciting as you think.
I don't think it would be, but I want to do that.
One particular paper serving job that we went on, he had me knock on the door because the lady he was serving knew his face, And so I knocked on the door and she opened the door and I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was just standing there. And then he jumps out around the corner and he's like, remember me? And she said, ah, fuck. And that was kind of exciting.
You didn't even get to say her name and say, you've been served.
Well, yeah, I did. He had to say that. I just had to be like the decoy. Yeah.
See, that's
the decoy
perfect,
dummy.
Though. You could put that on your resume for your next job.
Oh, my God. Maybe
like
I should.
Serving decoy.
Decoy.
Yeah. P.I. decoy. They're like, what exactly is that? Well, yeah, but I mean, I want to stay with accounting and who knows? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've got 6 weeks and
they gave you a severance package.
Yeah, I got
right?
a severance package, so I'm not like high and dry, but
still that, I mean, not
it sucks.
Getting fired sucks.
It does suck. And especially like at our age, you know, you kind of like give in and just be like, okay, this isn't what I thought it would be doing for the rest of my life, but whatever. Yeah, it's just like, fuck it.
That's what I got for my birthday this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, June just had a birthday okay.
Before we go into that,
I just got stopped short.
We're not talking about
that. No, because last week we kind of didn't go into the movie Madness, and I want to jump into it so we don't fuck it up and go into the Second Brother show with a bunch of Movie Madness quotes.
I already know what it is. Beethoven.
So Movie Madness is a game we play here on the show that I come up with the movie and I play different quotes from the movie and Jenny and Patrick try to guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. So,
and call our hotline and tell us what it is.
Yeah. This is episode 46 of the Hideous Creature Show, Movie Madness.
Now turn that thing off. You're making my horse get it.
Ho? Were
you
playing again?
You're okay. Turn that thing off.
All right.
Now turn that thing off. You're making my horse get it.
I know what this movie is, but I don't know what it is. Like I don't know. I don't know the name of the movie yet, but I've seen this before.
Yeah, I think everybody's seen it.
Okay.
You might kind of forget it. It's an older movie. It's from the
mid-60s.
Period.
From the Jurassic period?
By that, I mean the 80s. Or the 90s. Yeah, so I did have a birthday.
You did. It was on, should I say the date?
Yes, June 2nd.
It is June 2nd. I was going to say 3rd.
Everybody always says the 3rd. Oh, whatever.
Idiot.
Older.
My ass has been itching more the older I get.
Really?
That's because you need to shower.
I do shower once a week.
You probably need to shave your ass.
Piss on my ass. That's been for listeners. This is something that we're actually doing our mic tests on when we come in to test the mics. We do the
piss out my ass.
We are testing them with the South Park. What's that? Autism?
Tourette syndrome.
Tourette syndrome. Right.
Autism is a myth.
A funny myth. Hey, on that note, here's a movie madness.
Think I'm gonna crash.
These are short. I got nothing so far.
Yeah, the other one's
short. Can we have one more?
Crash.
Do you want another whole one?
I think I know what it is.
I want another
whole
one.
Here's another completely different quote. Here we go.
Sure got a nice bread here.
Yeah, sure got a lot of it. My wife is Catholic, you know.
Can I have
that
it one more time?
That one threw me off.
Yeah, here's one more time.
Sure got a nice bread here.
Yeah, sure got a lot of it. My wife is Catholic, you know.
You got a nice spread here.
I think I know what it is.
My wife is Catholic.
Cover your eyes for a second, Jenny. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, Patrick's got it.
I don't have a clue yet.
All right.
So
this is weird. This one's come up.
Exactly. This is kind of a reference that this has been coming up a little bit because of the date, the time it is right now.
The sign of our times.
The apocalypse?
Yes. the apocalypse, post-apocalyptic warrior.
Right, which we'll go into next time because we had talked about on a previous show about post-apocalyptic warrior.
And if people have seen him.
Cruising around town and we're trying to figure out what's his route.
What his route is.
We're going to triangulate his location. I'm sorry, my autism is kicking in so I can't focus.
Your Asperger's.
Fuck ass!
You're an Asperger.
So, hey, let's go into the topic of the week. Hey.
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 Hey, y'all.
Hey, it's the topic of the week.
Topic of the week is our... is what's your heaven? What would your heaven be when you die? What would be the perfect place to go when you die?
Did we come to this because of Lost?
we did that we talked about a lot.
Right.
All three of us
were huge Losties, and we watched it. And we were really, I mean, as anybody who watched Lost, anticipating what the fuck they were going to do.
Well, yeah.
And how they were going to wrap it up. Yeah. And, you know, whether you hated it, which I did at first, I've kind of come to terms.
It took you a little.
It did. It took me like a week and a half of thinking about it constantly. Not really, but until I was just like, what the fuck else were they going to do with it? You know?
Well,
like, what did I expect?
I thought the island was going to be, it was actually going to be Jack's cock and John Locke's ass. Like, they were going to be like one.
See, I like that better than what they did.
Actually, I kind of like that better, too. No, I love that better.
Yeah, get me a meeting. Make it happen.
I would have been more happy if Kate would have been killed. Even with the outcome of what ended up happening, she got shot like how many freaking times in the tit, and she never died.
Her tits are
God
Kevlar miracles.
But I mean, after a while of thinking about it, I was like, I don't hate it.
I think
so
the
much.
Weirdest thing for me about Lost is how not. I don't think I was necessarily. I was engrossed in it, but I didn't really kind of care a little bit, but I really kind of wanted to watch something. And that became the vehicle that I used to fucking pass time.
And so you were happy with the conclusion.
Well, what happened is that when I watched it, my brain just kind of disconnected from the whole thought process of loss. And now when you guys were talking about it on the porch, I just had no opinion.
Right.
Right.
I was like, fuck it.
It's almost
done
better
chapter.
To have that. Otherwise, because I got all wrapped up in it and then I got mad at the outcome. Oh. And it's like, okay, A, it's just a show and I should chill out. It gave me hours of entertainment and I loved it. So I can't really.
It was good because it did add a sense of finality. It was like breaking up with somebody who you really like, but the relationship
isn't
working.
That you
kind
of hated too.
Right. And you're better if you're just like, hey, let's just not see each other again. Wish you each other on their way.
Right. And then a month later, she's dating your buddy and you have to hang out, which is fine.
There's going to be a Lost too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Hurley's Boogaloo.
Anyway, so the whole premise of the ending of the show was heaven, sideways reality, all that bullshit.
What's your idea of where would you want to end up if you made it up in your mind?
Which is where it takes us now.
I think that when you, like, I don't believe in heaven. I think it's bullshit. But this is what I used to think of as a kid because I had to go to Catholic school when I was younger and all that
shit. Ooh, you were raised Catholic. I didn't know that about you, Patrick.
Kind of. My mother was just like, yeah, fuck, you have to, it's a better school. Like, I went to Catholic school because she was like, the school's really good.
Right. And which is true, I think, in a lot of
And when we
places.
Moved, she goes, you're never going to have to deal with that shit again. I got out easy. I was the youngest. So heaven is kind of this place where you go and, after watching all the movies and stuff, you kind of have this winding kind of reality. You seen that Star Trek movie with the Nexus? Kind of be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
Kind of make things happen anyway. So it's kind of like this awesome type of fucking party and, you know, everyone's there and you can kind of do anything you want. Ooh, what would it be like to skydive? But before you get to that point, you got to go through a thing that's not really purgatory because it's kind of, to me, it's kind of cool. You walk in and there's this guy. His name is Stu. And he's like your escort.
What's up, bro?
And I'm like,
is he like
hey,
Spicoli?
Stu. And I'm like, Stu, what's going on? He's like, yeah, I kind of fucked up a little bit. I kind of have to do this for a little while. But yeah, what do you want to see? And I go, what do you mean what I want
to
see? And
what,
he goes,
I got to cut you off for a sec. What if it's Alec Baldwin's character and Glenn Ross? And he's just a hard ass.
What if it's just Stephen Baldwin?
What if that's the way St. Peter is?
Well, maybe they like personally choose your escort for you.
Based on you.
Based on you.
I think that's good.
It would work anyway. So pretty much
so
what
Pauly
would happen.
Shore would be mine.
I'm getting R2-D2. God damn it.
So who is your escort in preliminary stages of heaven? All right. So pretty much, so you're sitting there talking to R2, and then you're just sitting there, and you kind of go through things, and R2 is kind of going over your life a little bit, giving you the little blip-out readout on your X-Wing, because that's the only way you can understand him, because he's R2.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden, if it was me and it was R2, I'd start having these questions. R2, how many cigarettes did I smoke in my life? And then R2 would start beeping. And then I go, no, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
I want to see
house,
it.
Take the house in Joffrey Street that I grew up in Concord, New Hampshire. Fill the living room with all of the cigarettes that I've ever smoked.
Really?
So
Joffrey, not Jeffrey?
No,
Joffrey.
It's Joffrey. It's J-O-F-F-R-E.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's not the G-E-O-F-F.
No, it's Joffrey.
Okay. Like Joffrey Jelly Neck.
You guys have cooch out
I live on cooch.
Okay. And then it would be like, okay, I want to see all of the shit and the piss that I've produced in my life, but you can only fill up Volkswagen buses. And so R2-D2, like, shows a line of Volkswagen buses.
Oh, my God, Patrick, just, I love this. Boop, boop, boop.
And then you could be like, what is the most, like, what is the most semen I've ever produced in one shot? And then it would just kind of be like, you know, you get a little test tube, and it would be
and
like.
And then in all shots.
Right.
A pint glass.
And then it, you could be like, when that girl, Stacy Lucian, told me that she really was sick and couldn't go to the dance with me, I want to see what she was doing that night. And then R2 could, like, throw out the holographic screen.
I love it.
And do that. And I'd have to go through this for about. I'd probably want to go through this for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Me too.
Well, it's basically the past life pavilion.
Yeah, kind of. I didn't think of it that
would be
way.
So
it's totally, that's where it's coming from. I think
we've talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah,
because
that movie.
Once he started
ass.
Showing you shit, you would come up with other shit, like how much chocolate pudding have I ever eaten? Because it would be really fun just to see Volkswagen buses filled with pudding whatever.
I want to see what would happen if I fought a bear. You know, can you do that?
Yeah. Or what would have happened if I would have decided to, you know, not fall down the stairs last week or whatever, you know?
I think actually this is such a great premise. It's such a great idea that we should stop what we're doing right now, and next week's topic should be, what do I want to see in my past life pavilion? Okay.
I like it.
I'd also want to know what it's like to be decapitated, like guillotine style. I wish there was a thing
like to feel it or just see yourself.
If there was
it.
A machine out there that you could, like, plug into today and, like, plug in, have a guillotine experience, so you could actually experience
oh
what
God.
It was like to have your head cut off. I totally
want
to do.
I would just even just want. What does it feel like to get stabbed? What does it feel like
I
to
can do that for you
know? You. Well, I know, but I mean, I don't really
want
to get stabbed
right.
if I'm
I
already
don't
dead.
Want
stab
off.
Me.
Well,
up.
It'd be the opposite of getting fucked as a woman. Because you're getting stabbed by a dick in the most pleasurable place in your body. I guess it would be the, like a knife going in your neck would be
See,
the
See, that's
opposite.
Something I would want to do this, in my past life pavilion horrible. Is I would want to have a dick and be able to fuck with it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't get that until you go through all the rudimentary shit.
Why?
Because you have
but
to have a
But that's in my idea of heaven, I get to have a dick. So
you either have to climb a mountain or go through my ridiculous
Okay, wait,
shit.
Wait, wait. So in your heaven, you have to grind.
You have to grind a little bit, and then you get to it. Or you have to climb. I don't water ski. I don't fucking mountain climb. I don't have herpes, so I can't do any of those things. So I have to go through this kind of, all right, let's
talk
about
that. That officially fucks our whole topic of the week, because yours is so
yeah, seriously,
awesome.
I was going to say I wanted to be like with kittens and Elvis. Like, that's my heaven.
Well, that's okay. That's, okay, that's okay. So we'll basically we'll do a real quick synopsis. Yours is kittens and Elvis.
I'm the same as Patrick. I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in heaven. So I was just going to be comical and say, like, I want to just be in a room full of kittens that never get old, and Elvis is my boyfriend. That's it.
Okay, so just to clear it out,
but
because
Patrick just blew my mind. The,
no, that, boyfriend, that was the boyfriend best. Who, like, is always romantic and gives you back rubs, or the boyfriend who watches, like, celebrity reality and eats macaroni and cheese in his
No,
underwear.
I want him to be real Elvis. Like, he probably ignores me a lot.
Just
and,
mumbles
you know,
to himself.
And he mumbles, but he looks hot.
And, like, once a month, he goes, I wrote a song about you.
Exactly. Like, right when I'm ready and I'm just snuggling the kittens and crying.
And he goes,
then he comes out and he's like, and he does something awesome, you know?
What if it's, you realize it's not heaven when he goes, all right, Jenny, I've made you a song. Here we go. A Pegasus. Pegasus. Yeah. fucking you, Pegasus.
No, he goes, okay, I wrote this song for you. Just take those old records off. And I'm like, I'm in hell.
How
did I get here?
You. Satan, you are the master of lies.
All right.
And he sings all my worst
Just
songs.
To conclude this really fast before I give my interpretation, is that, Patrick, yours was so fucking good that we're going to do a whole nother show on it next week.
Okay.
I love it, seriously.
And That's awesome. Past life pavilion. What would you do in your past life pavilion? Right. And
but my past life pavilion is like, it's not in 3D. It's actually in hall. You could actually walk around.
Like you're watching a television set of it happening.
No, you actually. It's kind of like the holodeck in Star Trek.
Okay.
Where things
it's just
appear.
It just starts assimilating. Around you.
How much vomit have I ever puked into my childhood bedroom?
Oh my God.
And it just, you just walk, you're in that room and it's you like, just see it start filling up, like going up.
I got one. How many mummies could I cover in the toilet paper I've used in my life?
That one kicks ass. Oh my God, that is great.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, how much God. Money did I ever make in my
right.
life?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, all that shit. You could just be like, wow, what the fuck? I was an idiot.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. This is what I think heaven is. I think, really quick, I don't think that they're right. You'd like, they don't believe in God and all that shit. I think that heaven is basically what happens is like when you're dreaming in real life, that's kind of, that is your afterlife. That's kind of your training ground, your boot camp for afterlife.
I'm going to be and running then, from zombies.
And then, exactly.
Always?
Well, it changes all the time because it's so weird and fucked up and you produce it, you make it. And when you die, that's it.
Okay, last night I had a dream that my leg hair was so long and I had to go on a date at the beach and so I had to dry shave my legs in a plaid pantry.
That's heaven.
That
Wait,
was what
so
happened.
So when you die, like that's where you're stuck.
Well, what I'm thinking is like basically your brain as a biological unit is producing all these thoughts and made up of all the different matter that it's made up
right.
of. And it is producing all these thoughts. So basically is our interpretation of existence itself.
Right.
Right. So when you're asleep, your brain kind of goes into a dormant phase. Right.
right.
Why am I saying right after everything?
I'm saying
so you
right
go into it and you're not in control anymore. Your brain's in control. And when you die, that's what you're left with. You just
the chemicals
you're set
are
off.
Just going off.
Right,
Still.
You're just like, boop, boop, but I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does because...
Because you die, the chemicals in your brain stop producing.
They're still, no, they're
well,
actually still
it,
there.
None of it makes any sense because I don't believe in heaven. So it can be whatever you want.
Exactly.
So you it makes it, sense.
I was thinking about this the other day when I was buying gerbil food. No, I'm not.
For
yes,
the one you
was.
Stuck up your butt later?
Hey.
This one goes
Rusty.
Out to the one I
His name's
love.
Rusty. Get in your home, Rusty.
Endothermic.
Get the fucking, yeah, endothermic reaction. Yeah.
Reaction.
Get in there.
But anyway, we'll do that next week.
Okay.
That's going to be the topic of the week next week. Okay. We are going to take a fake break. We will return shortly.
Fake break should be called pee break.
It's really what it is.
I don't know. It's kind of beer break and go to the store break.
It's a real break.
But it's fake break.
It is fake break. Here, listen to these, our sponsors.
Yeah, they don't see us break. We could break for 2 hours.
Oh,
they
but,
don't know.
Oh, and we have.
But I have a new, not an app, but it's a new program that I got off my computer that will let people listen to this podcast in real time when we're recording it. It's magic, man. I fucking found it online the other day.
Is that a dream?
No, it's real. It's called Time Passages or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so gotcha. I don't think we'll be able to do it this week, but next week people will be able to listen to the show on their iPod, but we'll be doing the show live.
I like it.
On their iPod.
Then that would be awesome.
It would be, wouldn't it?
So, hey, this is the Hideous Creature Show. This is episode number 46. Call us at 503-928-7751. You can Google us on the Google and find us. We're going to take a freak break. We'll be right back.
Time is up. Trained that horse to run, and he went out and won. Now it's all behind. Got blue ribbon on my mind. I've got Pabst blue ribbon on my mind.
There are a lot of beers, but there's only one Pabst. It's brewed to be the best, naturally, with no artificial ingredients, and you can taste it.
I've got Pabst blue ribbon on my mind.
Thank you for sticking around. That was a very extended fake break.
It was.
How long do you think that was? Like an hour?
It was about an hour and a half.
No way.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
You guys are crazy.
I have a stopwatch going. A fob watch,
in
if
your,
you will.
Your stopwatch brain.
Yeah.
So before
what are you, Scrooge McDuck?
Before we move on to anything else, egregious, let's go into another fake break.
Out here in the wilderness, fighting Indians and cowboys on every side.
Another one?
Yeah.
You want it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Out here in the wilderness, fighting Indians and cowboys on every side.
Don't know it.
Still don't know it?
I don't know it.
Okay.
I do not know.
We're going to go into the second half of the show, which, of course, is our
douchebag. Douchebag.
I haven't come up with a sounder. I thought, you know, we
you
should
had
do
a sounder.
Yeah, but that goes into when we're actually going to debate about it.
Oh, your World of Work?
Sorry, I had a taco earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into the new douchebags of the week,
yeah,
for
yeah,
episode
I wasn't
46,
even here last
you
week,
weren't.
So
you have
I would
no
like
idea.
To know what they even what the topics were. I'll admit I didn't listen to the show yet.
We're gonna hit the douchebags of the week for episode 45. And in last place is a creepy piggyback guy, the guy that was going around and
jumping on athletes,
soliciting
I read this.
Piggyback
yes.
rides. In what was that? In second to last place is the pricks doing the shots in their eyeballs, where they're doing the eyeball.
Oh, they have no
well,
shots. Frontal lobe.
They're lobing.
What?
Yeah.
They're dumping their liquor in their eye?
Yeah. Well, what they do is they take the end of a bottle of whatever bottle of booze you want, and they stick it on their eyeball, and they peel it back so that they can't blink, and they do shots.
This
so
is
that
like
the,
a weird Clockwork Orange type
owie.
Of thing.
Like the alcohol
like the whole
goes,
bottle suck onto the eye?
Right on there.
I'm going to try that at the next break. That's awful.
And
oh, that's horrible. That makes my eyes hurt.
Teenagers are dumbasses.
Owie.
In next place, because I forgot the fucking whatever numerical number we're
third
at,
to the last,
is the teenage crashing the car playing the pass out game.
Getting choked out?
Yeah, while they're driving a car.
That's even more.
At 50.
50 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they crashed the car doing that.
Did they die?
No, nope. No, none of them died.
They hit a tree.
Thank
it's like Bedford Falls.
Thank
your
Lord.
God.
Thank my God.
Thank
which
the gene
is me.
Pool.
Now, this one is kind of curious to me because as kind of a joke, I put in on this last segment there was a a piece on this Indonesian kid.
Yeah, the 2-year-old
that was smoking cigarettes. And as a joke, I put in that the kid was the douchebag for smoking, and I kind of tried to sell it like that on the last episode.
We butted heads, not really, right. But we did.
Or that the parents letting him smoke are the douchebag.
Or that the parents, right? And the parents came in at a small margin. But the kid, that little douchebag smoking kid, came in at number one.
Well, he should know better.
Who's voting for this shit? Are they going to like walk up and punch the fucking douchebag of the week? Because that's what the douchebag of the week should be, somebody who gets punched.
That poor kid, he doesn't even know his alphabet yet.
He can't conjugate.
He knows M and A and R.
No,
and
he
L
knows Camel and
O-R-A.
Marlboro and Lucky Strike.
Joe Camel's my role model. I
oh
want to be a cowboy.
God. That kid.
You've come a long way, baby.
Well, it's no in the video.
That
he
kid.
Was smoking like a champ.
Oh, twirling it around. I saw that. It was awful.
He was Humphrey Bogart in that cigarette.
Seriously,
he totally was.
And I love the one picture. That I think I sent to you guys of him riding his little trike, but holding
his
cigarette. It's like he's still riding a 3-wheeler. He, you know, obviously the kid can't ride he can't ride a real bike, but he can smoke a real fucking cigarette.
Well, yes, he can.
Well, also, he was a big kid for his age. If he's 2 years old, how much do you think he weighed?
He probably weighed, he looked
40
about,
pounds, 50 pounds?
Yeah, he looked like
and
at
maybe
least
he
50
looks
pounds.
Bigger. They say the camera adds 10 pounds.
Ooh.
Waka waka.
What I was thinking about when I saw that kid was, I mean, we've all been or are smokers in our lives.
We're all smokers.
Smoking fucks up your digestive system, as do a lot of drugs. Caffeine does, cocaine does, whatever. Like if you smoke a cigarette, it'll make you have to poop. You know what I mean? Like sometimes if you have a cup of coffee and a cigarette, it'll make you have to go to the bathroom. Like
yeah,
it messes
up. It's a diuretic.
Right. So that kid is still wearing a diaper. Right?
Patrick's got one on right now.
Yet he's still smoking a cigarette. You know what I mean? Like if you would wake up in the morning and have your first cigarette in the morning, it would make you mm-hmm. be like, oh, I got to go. You know?
Right, right.
That kid is, well, regardless of a million other things he's fucking up in his inside of his little teeny body.
And that kid is the douchebag of the week for episode
46. I can't believe this.
Really?
One.
That's fucked up.
So here we go for douchebag of the week of episode 46 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A New Zealand funeral home has stepped in to stop a fake mourner who was attending up to 4 funerals a week to stock up on food, even filling up Tupperware containers to take home. Harbor City Funeral Home Director Danny Langstrat told the local newspaper, the Dominican Post, that the grim eater, in quotes, appeared at up to 4 funerals a week in March and April to enjoy the finger food, but clearly did not know the deceased.
I think that's kind of a great
idea.
It's
kind of brilliant.
I think it's awesome.
I mean, if there's wedding crashers, there might as well be funeral crashers.
The funeral company grew so concerned that it took a photograph of the man, thought to be in his 40s.
You think?
Probably single. And disputed the picture. Distributed the picture to its branches. In quotes, certainly he had a backpack with some Tupperware containers. So when people weren't looking, he was stocking up.
Good job.
He said the man was, quote, always very quiet and polite and did as the rest of the mourners did in paying his respects. So he probably walked up to the coffin and shit like if it was, right. Oh, well, that would be at a wake, not at a funeral.
No, well, I think that that's what
they
it is.
They might have that too.
Well,
yeah.
Well, a funeral usually isn't the wake.
Yeah, the
kind
funeral's
nearby,
the actual
or,
the burial, and the wake is like when you come in and have
they can
food
be
and everything.
Eat.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
So you bury something and then you go in and eat. Well, I guess it's, you know.
No, you can go
part
in
of the
and
human
eat,
condition.
Yeah. Right.
It seems
I
like
think this guy's fucking brilliant.
Actually,
it seems like you'd be more like getting the drinkers, like you would, because people drink at funerals also. They eat and they drink. It seems like he would be more coming in with his backpack and like stocking it full of bottles of booze or something. Like if he was a drunk, I think he just might be a fatty.
Well, I remember one time when I was a teenager. We were at a wedding. A friend of mine's mom got married, and we stole probably like 18 bottles of champagne because we were, I think, 16, 17.
Yeah.
And so we tried to get as much bottles of booze as we could. And this is up in Washington Park. And we hid a bunch in a bush and we filled a car with as much as we could. And then
they
we drove the car
bringing
home.
It out, probably.
And then we had to go back the next day and get the stash in the bushes.
You're brilliant.
But this guy has the same kind of.
I love
know,
that he has Tupperware in his satchel.
His
he's
vision.
Just like, I'll hit 4 a week. I'll get out of work. I'll hit a fucking funeral. I don't need to
hello,
eat.
He doesn't work.
Question.
Yes.
What time do wakes usually happen?
1 o'clock.
That's what I would say too.
So
when's a good time? Like so, not it's like right around lunchtime.
Right.
Right?
But out of curiosity, he doesn't work then. Because you'd usually be at work if he's
right.
Sitting 4 a week.
And he's not a People's Court fan because he would be missing.
And they
Judge
said
Milan.
He was looked like he was in his 40s, so it's not like he's a retired crazy old dude coming with the Tupperware. This
oh,
is
he's
like,
crazy old dude.
Yeah. Well
no, I don't think he is. I retract that. I don't think he's crazy.
He's not like in his
60s. He's intuitive.
He's frugal.
So let's. Langstrat said the man stopped coming after one staff member took him aside and told him he could not come to funerals. He could come to the funerals, but he could not take the food home with him. Funeral Director Association President Tony Gehring told the newspaper that such cases happen in the industry occasionally, but it was difficult to stop people from coming because the funerals are public events.
Show note. Can
okay.
we? I was wondering, maybe we should try and find somebody that's in that
funeral?
Community. No, just caters to funerals and stuff and see if they've ever had this problem before.
If
people,
they get the creepers.
What would that be? Loitering? No, it's not loitering. Crashing.
Crashing. It's crashing.
So we got to figure out if that happens a lot. Because if it does.
Then we need to get in on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we need to get it on the ground floor.
I'm
here.
Sure, especially
you know they got some good pasta salad I could use for lunch every day. Me. I'm losing my job. I need to fucking start stocking up.
You do. You know, do. Yes, I agree.
Before I go into work, I could hit some wakes. I'd be fine.
Yeah, let's see. I got a job interview at noon. I could hit a couple funerals in the morning.
Hit a funeral in the
take
afternoon.
Take a nap.
Don't
hit
have
a,
to worry
hit
about
hit a late
food.
Wake.
Don't have to worry about watch food
my
until Saturday.
Watch my afternoon stories. Get back in.
Yeah, I got to watch my stories, then I'll go get drunk, do the
Judge
whole thing
Mathis
again.
Judge Mathis comes on at 5.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so the first one.
is a funeral Tupperware crasher.
I like it. Okay. Patrick, what do you got?
At Sony Computer Science Laboratories, they have created a device that detects cats' activities and tweets them.
Motherfucker.
Using a camera, an acceleration sensor, and a GPS, it keeps track of the cat's movements.
What in the fuck is an acceleration?
Hold on. So my cat could have a Twitter?
I don't know.
Sorry, Patrick.
It keeps track of the cat's movements, tracking basic activities like eating, sleeping, walking, and playing with other cats.
What else do cats do?
It then sends one of the 11 set text messages. It sends those 11 set text messages via Bluetooth to a computer and posts it to the cat's Twitter feed. Yeah, what you were just saying is exactly
it,
right.
It has like some things that I love, which are cats, and all the other things that I hate, which are Bluetooths.
Bluetooth
and tweeting,
twittering.
So how? I wonder what it would be like. The cat takes a crap, and what does the Twitter say? Just took a poo poo. Like, what does it say?
I think you could think like my. What would your cat say? Because my cat would be like, took a fucking dump. What would your cat say?
Actually, Petey would be like, I just took a potty break.
One sec before we go on. I mean, it's text that it's sending.
Right.
But I was kind of thinking like, what voice it would have? Like, would it be like?
Right.
Like the Stephen Hawking voice. I take it back. If it's sent to a Bluetooth, then you're getting an audio response to your cat doing whatever the fuck it's doing. Good. Could you put Mr. T in as your cat's
persona?
I pity
the fool who don't eat that cat treat.
What would your cat? What would Mingus say if he took a shit? Think about it.
This is a weird, weird thing. No. It's not weird, but I have no idea what he'd say because he doesn't talk.
Don't you think Mingus has a voice though?
But I think he would bitch about me not giving him food.
Okay, Patrick's saying that's cliche. That if in your mind, if Mingus had a voice, what would he sound like
after he took a shit?
What would he sound like? Or even like, what would Mingus's voice sound like? That's what I think too. Mingus would be kind of like a laid back, like bluesy.
I think a little bit drunk. More scholarly. I'd be
really.
I think Mingus sometimes would be like, my fecal matter came out of my anus in a very straightforward terms. And then he would tweet that.
Like Mingus could actually roll a joint.
Do you think that Mingus cannot roll a joint?
You know what? I've actually tried to teach him, and you can't teach a cat to roll joints.
You just give it to him, and then he makes biscuits, and it rolls into a joint.
Mingus is a hard example to use because he is a fucking super cat.
Okay. For one, I just want to say this is a disclaimer to any of the listeners that would consider buying this for their
Seriously.
Cat. This, the douchebag of the week category that this is actually falling in is that if you bought that for your cat, you are the douchebag of the week.
I agree.
I want to know. I don't want to buy it. And you guys know how much I love cats, and I love my own cats. But I don't want to buy it. But I want to know
what the tweets are.
Yeah, what the outcome is. Like, I don't really understand the concept of how they come out. Like, is it like just ate food?
Well,
winky smiley face.
It said it had a camera. Grab that piece.
Yeah, it has a camera, so it can capture the cat's activities and an acceleration sensor and GPS. It keeps track of the cat's movements.
Okay, so an acceleration,
eating, sleeping, walking, and playing. It sends one of 11 set text messages. Okay, 11 set text messages. So it's like just played, just pooped.
So the acceleration displacer, whatever the fuck it is, a meter or whatever it is, it's going to indicate how fast the cat's going or how fast it's probably looking around, maybe.
Yeah, so it's, sleeping is,
I'm sleeping.
I'm going twosies. I'm going onesies. Like, what is it fucking?
Gotcha.
Right.
What
so
we need to do also is we need to figure out what 11...
What are those? That's what I want to know. What are the 11 responses, the tweets that it does?
But it said it came in a Bluetooth again, saying So it is telling you what your cat's doing.
Right.
It's
not only tweeting you. It's tweeting it.
Oh, via Bluetooth? Or yeah, am I thinking...
Yes, it says, oh, it then sends one of 11 text messages via Bluetooth to a computer.
Okay.
And posts it to the cat's Twitter feed. So, like, Andy would have a Twitter because I'd set it up for him. And then it would be like, just pooped.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Douchebag of the week has already won, in my opinion.
Okay. So.
Okay, so number two is Twitter kitty.
Twitter kitty. Or Twitter kitty owner. Or buyer, whoever buys it, that would be the douchebag.
I would love to know what my cat is thinking.
How about Twitter kitty tard?
Good.
The one that I found was an audio, and it goes out to the internets, which brought it to me.
Story here. A Toledo teen is facing a felony assault charge for allegedly stabbing his own mother over a cheeseburger.
Toledo police responded to an apartment in West Bancroft round one this morning. Barrett Andrews spoke with the victim in this attack. He's on the scene in North Toledo with how the whole thing went down. Yeah, she tells me he was all tough with his big butcher knife until she pulled out a knife of her own.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
He pulled out a fucking butcher knife on his mom over a cheeseburger.
And then she pulled out a knife of her own.
Can we go back for a second?
Yes. I am hungry.
Idiocracy. The movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
To where we're not going to develop into the super species with the using our minds to move shit telekinetically or to... correspond.
No,
was that telekinetically? Did I fuck it up?
Nope.
You got it.
Jenny's going to do that, but you and I are not going to be able to
do
that.
So it's not going to happen. We as a species
are probably going to regress to an ape-like fight over meat species.
Right.
And sex.
And these are the precursors of said regression, right?
Yeah. Okay. First you're going to stab your mom over a cheeseburger. Later you're going to have sex with her.
So
as a species.
I loved my mom. I loved her a lot.
My mom too.
Right.
I love my mom.
Okay. But cheeseburger love?
Nope. I'd be like, you bitch. There's a cheeseburger and problem with you. Fuck it.
Okay, here
we
go.
I'd let my mama have the burger.
And he took off at the front door. I'm like, I gotta use money to get you some food. So he'll say, well, if you don't got enough food for me, you can't eat that. And he'll slap my sandwich on my hand, girl.
Virgie says her son Aaron had spent all the money she...
Can you pause? Was that the son?
That was the mom.
That was the mom. Yeah.
I don't even understand what she said.
Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, she tells me he was all tough with his big butcher knife until she pulled out a knife of her own.
Good job.
And he took off out the front door. I'm like, I gotta use money to get you some food. So he'll say, well, if you don't got enough food for me, you can't eat that. And you'll slap my sandwich on my hand, girl.
What the fuck was that?
So she said that...
If that was my mom, I might stab her too. Because that shit was that was the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, can I stop for a second?
Yes.
You guys who are listening are just witness to the M. Night Shyamalan twist right now.
Seriously. That was the M. Night Shyamalan twist. I was
Jenny's
feeling
like,
bad
you.
For the mom.
Fuck you. If that's the mom, I'm killing you. You would kill her too.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Let's move forward.
Okay.
Virgie says her son Aaron had spent all the money she gave him on weed, which she says he smoked and then says he got the munchies.
Okay.
Virgie.
Okay. Virgie.
Okay.
Oh no.
The mom was eating the hamburger, the sandwich, and he slapped it out of her hand.
So give me a bite of that sandwich.
He had the munchies. He got the gorilla munchies.
Hey,
like
mom.
To where you just hit the sandwich down and you're just, like, ooh, and you like, go get it.
Hey mom. Can I smoke some of your weed?
I already gave you some money for the food. Did you spend it all weed? Because this is my burger. Why don't you go get your own burger?
I smoked the weed. Give me that burger.
Is there more?
Oh, there's more.
Oh my god. Will you please go, Virgie?
So when she walked in with the cheeseburger, it wasn't even a cheeseburger. It was a Doug Woman Rally burger.
Okay. What?
What? What indeed?
Fucking A, what the fuck is that? O'Malley, double amount. O'Malley
I still haven't
burger.
Figured out who exactly we're mad at here yet.
We're mad at someone's allowed to be smoking weed with somebody and eating.
Well, let's listen a little
further.
Let's
listen more, please.
She walked in with a rally burger. Virgie says he got jealous, pulled out a butcher knife, and stabbed her in the arm. So she pulled out her own knife and...
He is a douchebag.
Holy fuck.
I got is right now I'm betting on him being the douchebag.
I didn't realize there was actually stabbing involved. I thought they just pulled knives and were like, I want that burger. I want that burger.
Mexican standoff.
When in the fuck in your brain do you stab your mother over anything?
When in your mind do you stab anyone over a burger, let alone your mama Virgie?
Deserted, like, in a desert when you're starving?
Okay, maybe.
And, hey, Mom, I'm younger than you.
Beyond Thunderdome, I'll stab you. In regular life, I will go take my 99 cents and get my own rally burger.
Fucking Jenny. Oh, my God.
Well, he spent all his fucking money on weed.
And that made him hungry.
All right, let's listen further.
Put him on the hand and he took off. Cops did catch him. She tells me he's still in jail.
But I just feel a little sorry for him because he got a little mental problem a little bit. But now I ain't gonna feel sorry for his because he ain't crazy enough not to cut him up.
Now, as you can imagine, Virgie...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Every time Virgie talks, I hate her more. But she's the one that got stabbed. I mean, but also, she raised that kid. So
bingo.
She raised that monster. She deserves to get stabbed.
Okay. But he also went out and bought the fucking weed, which gave him the munchies, which was the catalyst for him stabbing her.
How dare her eat a burger next to him?
When he's high on weed. Fucking A. Okay, here's the conclusion.
Ties with her son, no money, no phone calls, not even letters. That's after she says he had the audacity to call her this morning and ask her to post bail.
Fuck. Oh my God. Is there another soundbite from Virgie? Because I've come to love her now.
Okay, let's finish it out then.
We're on the scene in North Toledo.
Damn.
Aaron Andrews, Fox.
Damn it. I was hoping for another Virgie quote.
Okay, so he fucking stabbed her over a fucking burger because he spent all his money on weed.
That she gave him.
The douchebag in this story.
Is who? Okay, she gave him the money to buy the weed that gave him the munchies to... she had the burger. She was flaunting it.
They gave him the munchies to want the
burger.
He
was hungry. Okay, so he stabbed her. She had the burger.
She enabled him with the weed.
She gave him the burger, but you know what else she gave him? Life.
Oh, so you...
And an upbringing that made him want to stab her.
I just... Okay, so... Where do you... I mean, you have to be really fucking wanting that burger.
Seriously.
To stab.
I'm sorry. I think all of us in this room have smoked our share of weed in our lives.
Oh, I fucking love weed. I would never get angry.
Well, to let alone, like, stab somebody.
Anybody.
An arbitrary
anyone.
Person.
We've all and smoked then- weed. We've all wanted burgers. We've all been hungry in our lives. We've all been around knives.
Yes, I've got burgers with
there is probably a knife anywhere in this room.
I think Jesus split a burger with Judas.
Was there stabbing?
No.
No.
He hung
not
himself.
Till later.
Not till later.
So anyway.
I can't really choose on this one.
On this, I'm going to say this kid. Stabbing your mom over anything.
Well, maybe you should do it.
You need to fucking walk away.
Maybe you should treat it like you did with the kid smoker. And let's do a double option here. Is the mom the douche or is the kid the douche?
Okay, we have to call it right now because I don't want to write the text for the shit on the internet.
Just walk away, Virgie.
So there's three of us.
Okay.
We'll vote.
There's
three of us. Let's vote who we think is the douchebag in this story.
In this situation.
The yes. kid.
The mother.
I think the kid.
What I wrote down in my... little notepad here was Toledo Burger Stabber.
So it's a kid. We're putting the kid up for the douchebag of the week.
That wins, yeah. I still pick the cats on Twitter. For the all week.
For the all week thing?
All week, man. Cats on Twitter. Like, why?
Okay, well, let's recap.
Okay,
this
week, it's a short week because we're running low on time for the douchebag. So we only have three this week. The first one is Funeral Tupperware Crasher. Second is Twitter Kitty Tard. Third is Toledo Burger Stabber.
Do we only do three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have two douchebags in the latter one.
So. Okay. So I'll post that again. Four. I'll post that just like the smoking cigarette.
Okay. So we've got Toledo Burger Stabber and then Virgie Bad Mother.
Okay. And that will be the douchebag of the week. You guys can go on to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.com, and vote for what you think is the douchebag of the week. And we will conclude said project next week. We are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Oh, that's very sad.
You can call us at 503-928-7751. And I understand there's been some people that have called and got a... the ringer just goes and goes and goes. Just try again, and you'll eventually pop in and get the message board, and you can go on and leave us a message, which is awesome. We got like five last week of people calling, and
thank you guys,
which are a bunch of drunk motherfuckers just talking about shit.
We love you,
which is awesome. Thank you guys for calling. You can also find us on the internets. If you Google us, Hideous Creature Show, it'll come up to our main page. You can also download some of our shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune, or you can find us on our webpage also, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And Facebook, we have a bunch of... I've been on Facebook a lot lately.
I've actually been maximizing my Facebook time. And if you post shit on Facebook, I'll see it, and then I might want to comment back as the Hideous Creature Show, which I'm a little want to do.
Also, for next week, we decided... halfway through the show that our topic for next week is going to elaborate on what Patrick said is what would be your what do we call it, the
past life pavilion,
if you want to call in and say what kind of shit would you like to experience in your past life pavilion,
like after you die, what's the kind of thing that you would like to have your, what did you call it, Patrick?
Past life pavilion.
It's not limbo. It's not purgatory. It's kind of like a trial area.
The person that you would have take you along your journey.
And your escort.
To answer questions.
Your escort. Well, I have questions, and I think everyone wants those escort or those questions answered by an escort.
I wanted to say, hey, thank you, everybody, for contacting us and going on and downloading the shows. I know that every week you can subscribe to the show and actually have it downloaded directly to your iPod and stuff. And going onto iTunes and giving us a rating.
Thanks for the people who have rated us. Thank you very much.
That helps us become greater of a internet juggernaut and finding our way up and up the scales. And if you like the show and you think you have a friend that might like it, I think you should tell them as well. This is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Patrick.
We're going to do another show in the future. But before we sign off, the movie madness for episode 46 was, of course, Easy Rider. And that was an homage for our good friend Dennis Hopper. Rest in peace, Mr. Hopper. We're going to leave you this week with a band called Okkervil River. And thank you guys again for listening. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Small and cold, like a rain you call up from home. Held so tightly his limbs went numb. Worn away between your finger and your thumb. Well, now he's bought and sold. Cry his call number down the phone. He can't hear you, he's on his flow. Waving down to the folks at home. Think you see him? He's not there, that's just life, that's not yet dead. As the candles of all of his face.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Alright, so I think my account got hacked from some faggots. Oh, now I have to do a security input because it was my old password, and that's not correct. So I'm a bot.